Next item is a request for emergency regulation, raise the winter one commercial scup possession and landing limit from 30,000 to 50,000 pounds. I presume some allocation came in.
Yes, sir, that is exactly right.
Okay.
And this is a request for emergency regulation, and I know the commission talked about that earlier today. I would tell you up front that the difference between the oyster situation, where you had to weigh the merits of this season and what was there, and next season, is different than this issue with scup. It's an annual quota, and the reason staff is asking for emergency regulation is part of 282210 does call for the protection of the seafood industry. In this case, the other states already are able to have the 50,000-pound limit during winter one, whereas Virginia does not at this time. It has a 30,000-pound limit. So certainly equity is not there right now, and anything the roughly six buyers who depend on scup at this time and who don't have summer flounder, they would find that they'd have foregone landings, foregone opportunities to buy fish. So that's the basis for this request, and staff would like you to look at the regulation if you could. And on page two, actually, I think the evaluation says page three, but the amendments are on page two, that it would be unlawful to possess more than 50,000 pounds of scup from the 30,000 pounds, and also that is confined to a consecutive seven-day landing period. The only other thing that staff would mention would be that the timing of this regulation, in order to ensure the 30 days for the emergency regulation, staff would request a January 30th, 2012 effective date. That way, when you met on the 28th of February, that would be the 30th day.
I think the code allows that. I think the code allows that it cannot extend beyond 30 days, but it does not specify what day it has to be effective. Is that correct, Counselor?
I'm looking at 28.2-210.
Yep.
The regulation shall be published and filed as prescribed in 28.2-209. No regulation adopted as an emergency regulation shall remain in effect longer than 30 days unless public hearing is held as required in 28.2-211 after being advertised as prescribed in 28.2-209. So the emergency regulation has a 30-day shelf life.
Right.
But nothing that says that it becomes effective upon enactment.
Correct.
Just make sure that it's got a window.
Okay. Right.
We would ask for January 30th, 2012. And just to fill in a little bit more information on this, I saw some industry members. I know I saw Mr. Amory here earlier. This was in the works back in 2011. The problem was that in October, there was an updated stock assessment which indicated a change in the status of scup. Staff was not aware of how that would affect this 50,000-pound limit in winter one. So we waited until we found out, which was really the December meeting. And that's the nature of coming to you today for this request.
I don't even think a public hearing is required, but does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? I'm sorry, Mead. Come forward, please, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Mead Amory with Amory Seafood in Hampton. I represent the six packers of scup in the industry. This is something we need to do right away. We'll lose these trips. We'll lose other species that these boats would have with them, flounder and sea bass. We haven't gotten into the season yet. It's getting ready to start any day now. So we really ask that y'all go with staff recommendation on this.
Questions to Mr. Amory? Thank you, Mead. Anyone else here in support? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Lane?
I move we adopt the emergency regulation in regard to scup in accord with the staff recommendation.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Palmer. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Do we need to request a public hearing for February?
Yes.
I move so.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker for public hearings. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion on the public hearing? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rob.